Oh, where be those keys? Oh, here they are. Well, she ain't Dorrit's, that's for sure. But I think it shall do. I had a few cobwebs, make a little extra dust, and she'll be right as rain and good as home. That and get a record player over in the corner working.
I told you it would all work out.
As if you'd be a-knowing much at anything. If it were but a lucky guess at best.
Lux has nothing to do with this. The magic box told me.
Magic box? What magic box? And why be a magic box a-telling ye anything?
Here, let me show ye.
Magic box, me fan.
Ta-da! Here's it is! Our magic box repeats unto the captain what you's been saying to me.
Magic box, me fan.
Hey, box! Wakes up!
Huh? What? Hey, is someone there? Hello?
Egads, it be a palaverin. What kind of witch's brew be ye casting here?
Is it magic box?
Hello? Hello? Can someone let me out, please? I'm trapped in here.
Like a genie.
Or at least get me some water.
Oh, I forget. I has to throw it in the water from time to time or it gets real whiny.
Food. For the love of all that's holy.
Dip, and I has to pour the jellos all over it from time to time to shut it up.
Water.
Well, you best be a-shoving it overboard to quiet it down, for we be a-having a show we a-created. Magic boxes. Craziness, craziness, craziness. It's just insanity.
Hey, Lucy, I'm home.
Oh, Ricky, you're so fine, you're so fine, you blow my mind. Hey, Ricky.
Oh, Lucy, you're so fine, you're so fine, you blow my mind. Hey, Lucy! Hey, Lucy!
Oh, Ricky, you're so fine, you play your bongos all the time. Hey, Ricky! Hey, Ricky!
Oh, Lucy, you're so fine, how I love to hear you whine. Hey, Lucy!
Thank you. As you know, your regular teacher, Sister Rosetta Stone, is on a small vacation. However, she does send her love and these finger paintings and dust cloths she's making. I am your substitute teacher, Sister Mary Elephant. Class, attention. Attention, class. Class.
Shut up!
Thank you. Young man, now give me that knife.
Hey, give me a match, somebody.
Thank you.
Hey, I need a...
Now, class, you all know who I am, so let's find out who you are. Class! Class!
Shut up!
Oh, far out, man.
Thank you.
Hey, come on, man.
Now, class, Sister Rosetta has informed me that your assignment for the last 2 months has been to write an essay entitled, How I Spent My Summer Vacation. Who would like to read theirs before the class? Class! Class! Class!
Shut up!
Thank you. Young man in the first row, stand up, state your name, and read your essay.
Who, me?
Match,
yes,
man.
Read your essay, please.
I don't have it finished yet, man.
Well, then read what you have, young man.
Hey, I'll read mine. Okay. Hey, want to hear mine?
The first day, no, my vacation. What I did on my summer vacation. The first day of my vacation, I woke up. Then I went downtown to look for a job. Then I hung out in front of the drugstore. The second day of my summer vacation, I woke up. Then I went downtown to look for a job. Then I hung out in front of the drugstore. The third day of my summer vacation, I woke up.
That's fine.
Then I went downtown to look for a job.
That's fine, young
then
man.
Then I got a job.
Young man.
Keeping people from hanging out in front of the drugstore.
Young man.
Shut up!
Thank you.
I still got to go to the can, man.
Now, class, I have a surprise for you. I'm going to read you some poems out of this lovely book of poetry. The sun kisses the morning skies. The birds kiss the butterflies. The dew kisses the morning grass. Class! Class!
Wake up!
I gotta go to the can, man.
That Herbie, Cheech and Chong with a little Sister Mary Elephant. And before that, we had here... Ricky from Mr. Weird Al Yankovic. It feels good to be behind the microphone again. You may be wondering what exactly it be you're listening to. Well, we were a terrestrial radio program that lost our place. Why? Because our port of call got taken away. That's what happens sometimes when you're a pilot. So, what do we do about that, you might be asking? Well, we search the seven seas. And we searched the seven seas, and we searched the more seas, and found ourselves in the, well, in information superhighway. It's not good for a boat, but it will do just fine. So now we may go back to terrestrial radio at some point, but we're a they call it themselves a podcast. I'm not quite be assuring what that be a doing, but they call it a podcast, and they say it's real groovy with the kids, and that's what we do. We'll be back doing exactly what we've done before, and you can always call us at 323-HEAVE-HO to make requests on our show. We'll be heard every Sunday night from 10 to midnight on the Tube U until we expand to other ports of call. Hi. We plan on taking over. I don't just plan on being a one-ship captain. I'm gonna be something a Commodore Admiral Tingy. Yeah, one of them personies with many, many ships, a whole fleet of ships. And Babushka can take care of all of them with her wonderful singing. Aye, that be my wife, Babushka. Yeah, you heard her there earlier with a magic box. She's off checking out the rest of the facility here. It's not quite what we expected, but it'll do just fine. And then, well, there's my daughter, my sweet, sweet daughter, Molly, and the rest of the crew that comes and goes. And for some reason, we had this creepy magical box. I hope no one's given it a good bath. It was starting to smell quite strongly and talk weird. I never seen a magically box before, but there'll be plenty of oddities, novelties, laughter, jocularity, hilarity here on the captain's quarters, and we're not going anywhere too quickly because, well, we're slow. That's all there'll be. What should we throw up next? Here's a good one you might like. This is just a quick sampling of what you'll start hearing on Sunday night. That's right, this coming Sunday night, we'll start it off right or left, or maybe right down the center, however it may be here on the Information Superhighway TVs.
Back when I was a kid, life was going swell. Till something happened, blew everything to hell. That night my daddy stumbled in, all pale and weak. Said a woman up the block just gave birth to a geek. Mom said, sell it to the circus. What the heck? Dad said, nope, this one's a pencil neck. And if there's one thing lower than a sideshow freak, it's a gritty, scum-sucking pencil neck geek. You see, if you take a pencil that won't hold lead, looks like a pipe cleaner attached to a head, add a buggy whip body with a brain that leaks, you got yourself a grit-eating pencil neck geek. Pencil neck geek, grit-eating freak, scum-sucking P.S. with a lousy physique. He's a one-man, no-gut, losing streak. Nothing but a pencil neck geek. Soon the geeks were popping up all over town. You couldn't hardly sneeze without knocking one down. After a nice juicy steak, if you need a toothpick, just reach for a geek. They'll do the trick. One day we cut one up for fish bait. Learned our lesson just a little bit late. Soon as the geek hit the drink, the water turned red. Next day, sure enough, all the fish were dead. Pencil neck geek, gritty freak, scum-sucking peahead with a lousy physique. He's a one-man, no-good losing streak. Nothing but a pencil neck geek. Any night, you know where I can be found. Yeah, stomping some geeks head into the ground. So keep the faith, cause in Blassie you can trust. I won't give up till the last geek bites the dust. Pencil neck geek, gritty freak, scum sucking peahead with a lousy physique. He's a one man, no gut losing streak. Nothing but a pencil neck geek. They say these geeks come a dime a dozen. I'm looking for the guy who's supplying the dimes. It's gonna be real hard times for all of these grit-eating, scum-sucking, boot-licking, drop-kicking, gut-grinding, nail-biting, glue-sniffing, scab-picking, butt-scratching, egg-hatching, sleazy, smelly, pepper-bellied, dirty, lousy, rotten, stinking freaks. Nothing but a pencil-neck geek.
Pencil-neck geek.
I'm the icebox man at our house. I'm icebox man. I answer the call when there's a need at the icebox. two very important responsibilities. The first one is keeping people from standing with the door to the refrigerator open for more than 45 minutes at a time. God, that gets me mad. You want to close that goddamn door, please? You want to close the door? You're letting out all of the coldness I saved overnight. Come on, close the door. You know, some guy smoked 8 joints and he's going to inventory my refrigerator. Here's $50. Get down to the Burger King. What do you got? I'll save more than that on electricity alone. Close the goddamn door, will you? Look, if you want to know what's in there, why don't you take a Polaroid picture and go away and look at the picture and then come back and figure out what you want? Years ago, we didn't have Polaroid cameras. We had to make an oil painting of what was in there. Well, I don't let it get me down, because there's a bigger responsibility, and that is getting into that refrigerator and deciding which things need to be thrown away. Most people will not take that responsibility. Most people will just go and get what they want, leave everything else alone, and say, well, someone else wants that. Someone else will eat that. Meanwhile, the thing is getting smaller and smaller and smaller, and is, in fact, stuck to the rack. Well, I've got to go in there and decide when to throw things away. Chocolate pudding? Does anyone want this last chocolate pudding? I have just one chocolate pudding left. It's only pulled away from the side of the dish about 3 inches all the way around. And there's a huge fault running through the center of the pudding. Actually, it's nothing but a ball of skin at this point. Does anyone want a ball of fault-ridden chocolate pudding skin? I'm only going to throw it away. Do people do that with you? Offer you some food that if you don't eat it, they're only gonna throw it away. Well, doesn't that make you feel dandy? Here's something to eat, Dave. Hurry up, it's spoiling. Something for you, Angela. Eat quickly, that green pot is moving. Here, Bob, eat this before I give it to an animal. You ever been looking through the refrigerator and you come across an empty plate? Boy, that starts me to wondering. Did something eat something else? Maybe the olives ate the tuna. Maybe that chicken isn't really dead yet. Actually, I picture a little mouse with gloves and a parka on, you know. Just waiting for the lights to go out. Perhaps the worst thing that can happen is to reach into the refrigerator and come out with something that you cannot identify at all. You literally do not know what it is. Could be meat, could be cake. Usually at a time like that, I'll bluff. Honey, is this good?
Well, what is it?
I don't know. I've never seen anything like it. It looks like meat cake.
Well, smell it.
It has absolutely no smell whatsoever.
It's good. Put it back. Somebody is saving it. It'll turn up in something.
That's what frightens me. That someone will consider it a challenge and use it just because it's in there. It's a leftover. What a sad word that is. Leftover. How would you like to be a leftover? Well, it wouldn't be bad if they were taking people out to be shot. I might even volunteer. But you know, leftovers make you feel good twice. Did you ever think about that? Leftovers give you two separate good feelings. When you first put them away, you feel really intelligent. I'm saving food. And then, after a month, when hair is growing out of them, and you throw them away, you feel really intelligent. I'm saving my life. When you make a sandwich at home, do you reach down past the first 3 or 4 pieces of bread to go down and get the good bread? It's kind of a self-preservation thing, you know? What you're really saying is, let my family eat the rotten bread. I'll take care of numero uno. And down you go into the loaf. Down looking for the two that you want. A matching pair. And you have to be careful pulling them out so they don't tear. And then when you get them to the top, the upper eight slices fall the other way. I never straighten them out. I think, screw it, let them think a burglar made a sandwich.
Not my job, straightening out the bread.
Gotta tell me, in the refrigerator, who is it, please, that puts into the refrigerator the half-gallon containers of milk with only that much left in them? I get one of those every time. Hey, here's some milk. God, not enough to drink. Better put that back, huh? I know my responsibility.
There be good old George Carlin with Icebox Man. Before that, we had a little Freddy Flassie with Pencil Neck Geek. Aye, it truly do feel wonderful to have a port of call. Things aren't all settled down yet, but they will do just fine. And we'll be back many times over. Don't be a worrying. We'll be back every week with more humor, jocularity, and just general frivolity. Because we are the Captain's Quarters. I better get going. I can hear Babushka warming up the old bagpipes. Well, she's getting ready to sing. So before that happens, we'd better sign off for now. But fear not. We'll be back on Sunday. And don't be forgetting, you can call in requests here to the Captain's Quarters by using the old telephony. 323-E-O. Ha ha ha!